Former Republican House Speaker John Boehner and former House Democratic Caucus Chairman Joe Crowley are working together these days on pension reform, specifically the troubled state of multi-employer pension plans. Boehner and Crowley have formed the Retirement Security Coalition. Boehner says the new group is working on a solution to prevent 10 million Americans from losing the retirement they have earned.
Well, the coalition is made up of a diverse group of employers, labor unions, and policy experts dedicated to finding a common ground solution to the multi-employer plan pension crisis. There are about 10 million Americans that are covered under these types of plans, and many of them, current retirees, are facing cuts, and some of these plans are facing insolvency, which means that those plans will end up going away, and those retirees will end up in the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. This is the federal insurance plan that backstops private pensions. But the fact is that these retirees will end up getting only a fraction of the pension that they were expecting. It's really important for people to realize how serious this situation is and how it's going to affect the lives of millions of Americans. And, Congress has attempted several times to find a solution, but I think what's different now is the urgency is there to find a solution and find one now.
Why are these pensions reaching insolvency? Stock market seems to be doing well. Are they underfunded? What happened?
Well, if you look at the entire defined benefit pension system, and when I say defined benefit, that means those pension plans that private companies used to offer and these multi-employer plans offer, they're having you work so many years based on your salary, you get X amount of a pension. Most of those plans have gone away because people are living so much longer, and it's hard to account for those liabilities so far out in the future. And so a lot of private companies have gone to what is referred to as a defined contribution plan, something like a 401k plan. And but these multi-employer plans have been around for a long time. And the fact is people keep living longer and longer and longer. And the contributions to these plans haven't, frankly, kept pace. In addition to that, some companies go out of business, and those that go out of business in these multi-employer plans, those liabilities are still there with the plan, and those retirees from those companies are in the plan, and the other remaining employers have to pick up the cost of those employees, putting more and more strain on the system in total.
This is not an exact comparison, but locally in Schenectady, New York, there's a hospital that was closed 10 years ago, St. Clair's Hospital in Schenectady. The employees there, the retirees, recently found out last year that they're going to get no pensions at all or greatly reduced pensions. Is this happening just all over the country?
Typically not in in a private employer plan like the one I think you just mentioned. These would just be multi-employer plans. And typically, this would be the Baker's Union or the pipe fitters, plumbers union, plasterers, painters, transportation. The largest of these plans would be the Central States Pension Fund, which is a Teamster plan that has the largest number of participants, and probably in as difficult a situation as any of these plans.
So what's the solution? What is the Retirement Security Coalition proposing? Is there legislation, or what's the idea?
Well, I think the idea behind the coalition is to bring urgency to action. I don't think at this point there's dozens of possibilities in terms of what a solution could look like, but I don't think anybody wants to propose a specific solution at this point. It's really up to the Congress to act, and it needs to be a bipartisan, bicameral solution that really does achieve a successful outcome.
I don't think I've heard the word pension come up yet in a Democratic debate or from the president or anywhere in Congress. This issue just seems to be not taken seriously, is it?
Well, I think that's the whole point of the coalition. While some of the members of Congress who work on these issues are clearly aware of the seriousness of the problem, but not enough people in America understand the real threat that occurs here, because it's not only these plans, multi-employer plans, but the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation itself is not in very good shape. And this is the federal backstop in case plans do go insolvent. And Congress is, the relevant members of Congress are well aware of this. I've been working on this issue for some 25 years. Back in 2006, when I authored the Pension Protection Act, we provided some flexibility for these plans to begin to solve their problems. But the problems have only gotten worse.
Could this put more pressure on Social Security to provide retirement benefits?
Social Security, frankly, is in pretty solid shape. And it's a separate plan from this. It's a federal plan that paid for by workers and employers. And this will not affect Social Security at all. But, you know, most people are relying on more than Social Security for their retirement. And for those workers and their families who've paid into these plans themselves, their employers have paid into them, you know, they're counting on their retirement. And many of these plans have already cut benefits. You know, if you take, I think there's 35,000 New Yorkers who are facing benefit reductions right now, and those benefit reductions are hovering near some 30%. There's one plan in New York, the road carriers, Local 707, and you know they're getting less than half of their pensions that they were expecting because of the insolvency of their fund.
Former House Speaker John Boehner spoke to WAMC News about the newly formed Retirement Security Coalition.